BBC News with David Austin. Tens of thousands of Egyptians have surrounded the presidential palace in Cairo to protest against a controversial draft constitution. The demonstration has been mainly peaceful, although there was a clash with security forces when some protesters breached a barbed wire cordon. John Lyne was there.
This is yet another huge crowd of protesters, opponents of President Morsi, heading off in a series of marches and rallies to the presidential palace. And you can hear them, the fervour, the anger here. They're so angry about where President Morsi's taking the country. Even 2 weeks into these protests, they're just as agitated as they were at the beginning. They're really, really determined that they don't want him to leave the country in a direction that they're not happy with.
In a statement, the security forces said President Morsi had left the building and they appealed for calm. As civil war rages across Syria, both sides say a school close to Damascus has been hit by shell fire, killing around 30 people, almost all of them children. Jim Muir reports from neighbouring Lebanon.
Both rebels and the regime agree that a school to the northeast of Damascus was hit by shellfire or mortars, but both accused one another of being responsible for what the state news agency called a horrific massacre, with almost all the victims schoolchildren. On virtually all sides of the capital, there were clashes and heavy bombardments as government forces battled to keep rebels from pressing in on the central core of the city, the seat of the regime's power. With the international airport now generally considered too unsafe to risk landing, Damascus is increasingly looking like a city coming under siege.
The NATO military alliance has approved a request from Turkey for Patriot interceptor missiles to counter any threat from across its border with Syria. More shells from the Syrian conflict landed inside Turkey on Tuesday. NATO foreign ministers meeting in Brussels also expressed grave concern at reports that Damascus may be considering using chemical weapons in its conflict with rebels. The NATO head, Anders Fogh Rasmussen, warned that any such use would provoke an international response. The authorities in Brazil have arrested at least 60 policemen accused of receiving regular payments from drug dealers to turn a blind eye to their activities in several shanty towns on the outskirts of Rio de Janeiro. 11 suspected drug dealers from Rio's main criminal gang, the Red Command, were also arrested. Leonardo Rocha reports.
Prosecutors say police officers in Duque de Caxias in the outskirts of Rio de Janeiro were getting up to $1,200 a week from drug gangs to overlook their criminal activities. When pay was delayed, the officers conducted security operations against them. The policemen are accused of involvement in other criminal activities, from selling weapons to gangs to kidnapping drug lords' relatives for ransom.
World News from the BBC. The first direct talks are being held between the government of Mali and rebel groups that seized the north of the country following a coup earlier this year. Representatives from the Tuareg rebel group and one of the Islamist militias controlling northern Mali are at the talks in Burkina Faso. The delegations have now issued a statement agreeing on the need for territorial integrity and rejecting terrorism. The International Olympic Committee has suspended India for breaking Olympic rules over political interference in the election of officials. The IOC had repeatedly warned the Indian Olympic Committee to follow the Olympic Charter in electing a new president and not the government's sports code. Alex Capstick reports.
The Indian Olympic Committee has been repeatedly warned over its conduct regarding its election for a president. The build-up to the vote has been mired in controversy and internal divisions. The former president, Suresh Kalmadi, bowed to pressure and decided not to stand for re-election. He was jailed for corruption involving the 2010 Commonwealth Games in Delhi. Suspended national bodies do not receive any funding from the IOC, their officials are banned from Olympic meetings and events, and their athletes are not allowed to compete under their national flags at the Olympics.
The United Nations Secretary-General has said abnormal weather has become the new norm and is a challenge to mankind's existence. Ban Ki-moon was addressing deadlocked talks in Qatar, where 200 nations are seeking a common, effective response to global warming. Disagreements centre on emission cuts acceptable to both developed and developing countries. A court in France has ordered one of the country's richest men to take a paternity test to determine whether he fathered a child with the former government minister Rachida Dati. Dominique Dessaigne, who owns a chain of luxury hotels, restaurants and casinos, says he briefly dated Miss Dati, but insists he couldn't have fathered her 3-year-old daughter. Those are the latest stories from BBC News.